In Ulster Valley, there was a small healer, cheerful and generous, surrounded by high mountains. They called her Morina. At the beginning of a particularly harsh winter, she sank into melancholy because snow had covered her pastures and her summit was nothing more than a bald rock. She sobbed without a break. One day, when the sun shone stronger than usual, Twinkle, a small wriggling lizard, came out from the half shell of a coconut, abandoned by a child, which he used as a shelter. Twinkle was very curious and loved to discover the extraordinary world around him. Suddenly, he heard someone crying. He ran at high speed at the top of the hill. "I just need some energy," sobbed Morina. "A bit of sun and a few drops of water, not to be sad anymore, and to resume my brilliant appearance." "Don't worry, I'll help you," promised the little lizard. "Mr. Squealer and Mrs. Mouse are famous chemists. They can solve all the problems you can ask them for." And he went immediately in search of Click the Giant, a friend of animals, who lived near the Rainbow River. Sparkle asked Click to accompany him on this adventure. "Click, Click, the eel is sick. She needs help. She's kind to us." "Quiet, lizard. I'll help you. But night falls. You see nothing." "Wait for tomorrow," the giant replied slowly. "No, no, right away, because Wild, the eagle, sees everything and knows everything. Come on, hurry, follow me." Click marched quietly while the eagle ran to the eagle's nest. "Wild, Wild, the hill is sick. Can you tell me the way to join Mr. Squirrel and Mrs. Mouse?" "It's dark. You run the risk of getting lost in the forest," replied the bird. "Follow the trail of bright stones leading to the lair of a white muzzle, the fox, and then ask for his help." "White muzzle, white muzzle, the hill is sick. We must seek medicine, help us." "It is night, you see nothing," thinks the fox aloud. "Come on, it is pressing. Morina shelters us and protects us. She needs help." "I'll shout," White Muzzle said. "Follow the echo of my voice. You have to cross the suspension bridge over a waterfall. At the bottom you will find the path of the magic wood. Follow the path with the sign of the red mushroom carefully." Arrived at the waterfall, Sparkle almost fell in the water. The bridge was no longer there. A snowfall had swept it away. "I can't do it. Morina wouldn't recover anymore," he cried in despair. "Calm, lizard," Click said quietly. "I am a giant. I put my right foot on one side of the ravine. Bum! And my left foot on the other side. Bum! Come on, get on my shoulders." The two friends resumed their journey, crossed the forest, and what a surprise! In the woods, they saw a small colored cottage. It was Mr. Squirrel and Mrs. Mouse's pharmacy. The specialists prepared a syrup of blueberries and strawberries, some edelweiss tablets, and Taugreen, a delicious white chocolate ice cream. Sparkle and Twinkle brought the wonder medicine immediately to Morina. The eel swallowed syrup and tablets, tasted the ice cream, and regained his good humor and sweet smile. At the foot of Morina, the villagers built a garden of sweets, so that the eel will never be lacking good things to eat for the winter anymore. Close to the Woods of Delight, huge trees grew up to house all the animals that had helped. Each summer, the tourists go hiking in search of the garden of sweets. But they must be kind and generous to find it.